summer past life passed out, laying next to her handsome new flame. I didn't recognize his face too much, except for the grimace on his mouth. He looked a lot like me, he seemed to be in pain. I didn't hear the picture window break, I didn't see the rising sun, but I could feel the morning breeze. Then I heard her tired voice speak up and say, I think this party's done. She asked if I could drive her home, and then she added, please,
please. We'll let the dealer run out, we'll be drinking champagne.
Yeah, it's WMFO. A lot of stuff going on here, a lot of audio from everywhere. It's 10:02 in the morning here, Mike on the mic with you. And yeah, as you heard, we're not alone, but let me get to that in a second. Let me tell you what we played in the last set. Chuck Prophet's new CD. Like I said, everybody's talking about it. It's called Bobby Fuller Died for Your Sins, Killing Machine. Killer track. You go, Chuck Prophet. I never expected that. And the next artist is one that Daddy-O turned me on to when you were last here. It's Michael Kiwanuka. It's a single called You've Got Nothing to Lose. Good stuff there. Thanks for turning me on to that, Mike. Then Ephemeral, something new from them, from the Egg 2 CD. That was the beginning. Crowded House, 2010's Intriguer CD. That was Saturday Sun, one of my favorites. And it's very apropos today, 65 degrees in February, whatever. And finish that off with Dawes, When the Tequila Runs Out. And don't we all know that feeling? We do. All right, I'm looking across from a couple of gentlemen here who are smiling back at me. Right there on my left is Fitzy. How you doing?
Good, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah, how you doing? He's got his acoustic guitar there, too. Very cool.
I do. I'm ready to go.
All right. And Johnny P.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
You got me laughing because now I'm thinking about the last time I drank tequila.
Yeah? Is it a happy remembrance? Or?
I don't remember.
Okay. Very nice. So you guys are two members of the band, the local band, Bad Marriage.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, sir.
So, hey, Mike, until you play, could you pull that mic up there? Because you sound kind of...
Sure. How's that? How's that a little better?
That's a little better.
Cool.
Okay, so I know you guys are an actual Boston band. So did you guys grow up near each other, or what's the deal?
Yeah, we actually did, but we didn't know each other then.
Okay.
I grew up in a town called Milford, Mass.
Yeah.
So did our drummer, Mike Delaney.
Delaney.
My mom since moved to Uxbridge when I was in high school, and that's actually where Johnny spent most of his life. So, you know, it's a small world kind of thing.
Okay. And so when you grew up there, when did you know that music was going to be so important to you? When did you start picking up a guitar, or did you play anything else ever besides a guitar?
I did. I started on the saxophone, but when I first heard a guitar that changed, you know, changed my life,
yeah,
or awoken me, so to say, was my dad had an old jukebox in his house, and I wish we still had it, but I think it ended up getting sold. But I remember he used to have some parties downstairs, and I'd be kicking around as a little kid playing pinball or something, and I heard Heartbreaker off of Led Zeppelin 2.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that intro lick. It was like... It was like alien to me, and it was just, you know, kind of like I said, it like awoken me. So ever since that tone, the Jimmy Page, the Les Paul, the Marshall type, you know, single note, badass riffs kind of thing, that just sold me.
So is the sax still collecting dust somewhere?
Or did you know what? I don't know if I ever owned it. I think in sixth or seventh grade.
One of those rentals from a school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor sax. Oh, well, didn't have a chance. What about you, Johnny? What's your story?
Well, I was attacked by music at an early age, whether I liked it or not, in the back seat of a station wagon traveling across country with my parents and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, fast forward to like 3 years later, I listened to Hot Blooded by Foreigner.
Mm,
the song
Hot Blooded.
I literally walked by the radio, and this is when the music that had settled in me began to make me realize that it was in fact music that needed to come out of me to be expressed. And I remember turning around and looking at the radio thinking, first of all, that thing should not be on right now.
Second of all, air conditioner.
I'm totally moved by what I'm hearing, and I went with that, and that's how it's been.
Did you ever think of doing anything else than lead vocals? You ever play an instrument?
I'm a drummer too, but people keep stealing my drums, so I gotta keep singing.
No choice.
It was the radio he was talking about, not the air conditioner. Like the radio should not be on right now. Not that.
Clearly not. Not
that's,
that one.
That's not
yeah,
one.
I know.
No, it's
no,
fine.
No, no,
it's
no,
fine.
It's fine.
And then I heard Nobody's Fault But Mine when I was, you know, 14, 1983, I heard it. And my friend, my neighbor, you know, in the swampland in Uxbridge said, dude, you got to check this music out. And he put the vinyl on his turntable, and suddenly I'm hearing, and it changed my life forever. Like, I've never found a better band than Zeppelin, except Bad Marriage, so.
So, Fitzy, when you heard that jukebox, and Johnny P, when you started to hear that incredible Zeppelin, so when did you first get into a band? Was it some high school friends, or was it later than that?
A little bit later than that. I actually ended up, I think, buying my first guitar, who my grandmother, who's still alive actually right now, I think she's 90, she bought me that guitar. And I unfortunately don't have that guitar, but she bought it for me, I think when I was a freshman in high school. And I'd just seen kids around playing and jamming together, and I was just so envious. I'm like, I want to do that. I know I can do that. So it didn't take me, you know, it took me 4 years through high school to even start a band. And then, long story short, around the Boston, New England rock and roll scene, we had crossed paths a few times, you know, and I'd always hear him, whether they would play after us or before us, or I just showed up, or he showed up at one of my gigs. I just was always like, at some point, that's the guy I want to write rock and roll with, because I knew he was cut from the same cloth as the Steven Tylers, the Robert Plants, the, you know, I can go on, the Bon Scott. So, you know, I just knew if I wanted to really, really do something in rock and roll and make a stamp, then I need this guy at some point. So I didn't know if it was ever going to happen, but it was always in the back of my mind.
It's crazy how the paths crossed.
Yeah.
So, Johnny P, do you feel the same way? Did you have the same realization when you crossed paths with his band and your band?
Well, our bands were, you know, you from an outsider's perspective, you're thinking band A and band B, but honestly, the community is such that when we get together, it's really just one big group of musicians that work with each other and love each other.
Okay.
And I always loved Fitzy. I didn't quite always understand his sense of humor. Then I realized he was as crazy as I was. So I'm like, oh, I cannot take this man seriously. So that's when our relationship began.
We all know that.
Except in the studio. That's when I mean business with him.
He runs this show like a Catholic school nun. Seriously, it's like you do nothing of the sort.
I'm very unforgiving with Johnny in the studio when we're recording vocals. So.
Well, you need to be serious about that.
Yeah.
You do.
It's play time after.
All right. So let's skip way ahead to something brand new that you haven't released yet, and you want to treat us to that here live in the studio.
Yeah.
It's something called 300 Miles.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about that.
Sure. Yeah, we've had this tune for a little bit, and I think I had the intro riff, which you'll hear in a little bit. And, you know, Johnny kind of just eyebrows raised when he played it, like, what's that? And I said, it could be ours, you know? And it just went from there, and me and him have become quite the songwriting team.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a special song, and we actually just did actually finish recording the full version of it, full band, bass, drums, guitar, vocals. But, you know, this is the first time we'll ever have ever played it, a broken down version, but I think you guys will get the drift.
I think we will.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to enjoy some live acoustic here from Fitzy and Johnny P. This one's called 300 Miles, live in Studio A, WMFO.
Ready, Johnny?
Oh, yeah. See your pretty face. Been on the southbound train for so long. Baby, I'm not so far away. 300 miles left to go till you and I are one again. Been on a southbound train for so long. Baby, I'm not so far away. Maybe it's not too late. Oh, dance the night away. Playing tic-tac-toe, tear down, I wouldn't change a single thing. I wouldn't change a single thing. After too many miles and too few smiles, only one thing is true. Nobody can fill these empty arms the way you used to do. Maybe it's not too late.
Beautiful, guys. Oh, that was, man, really great.
Thank you so much.
That was really, really excellent. I noticed that it's on the recorded CD. What are the differences between... I just love the feeling of the acoustic there. What's it like with
just,
the bone?
Just a little more fuller. There's some lead guitar accents, and there's some vocal harmonies, and, you know, obviously the... Oh, you can hear me a little more?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just some lead guitar accents. There's some more vocals, some harmonies, some beautiful harmonies, and there's awesome drums and bass, so... It's just a full version of a song, so.
I think when the Greatest Hits CD comes out, mm-hmm. that has to be a bonus track, acoustic.
Oh yeah.
And you can give me credit on the CD. That's fine. I can't even tell you that was just great.
Hey, Micah. Yeah. Does anybody know which mic I'm talking to right now?
Yeah.
I have you. Now, what I was going to say is, there's a little known. He didn't mention this, and he probably wouldn't mention this because he's so self-effacing. But the way that he presents the feel of the song on the acoustic, with his fret technique and his triplet feel, is it really affects the way that I perform. As I said before, maybe not on microphone, but he is basically another part of my songwriting. Music-filled identity, and his notes speak to me more than anything musically.
Yeah, I wish that people could have seen you actually interacting and playing together there, because that's evident. Evident.
We knew that the first time we played together.
Yeah, it's very evident.
That was the reason that was kind of when we realized we had a band. You know, it was actually the Knock Three More Times intro riff. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, you know, it's for you guys who know that. That was, we just all looked around and were like, yeah, we have a rock and roll band here, you know. Mm-hmm. So
mm-hmm. You can get into the best plans of mice and men, and if you actually can't make it happen and say we did that and check this out, then it's all planned. But this is a forward moving kind of situation, me and Fitzy. So
yeah, I think so. All right, I'd like to share one of your recorded tracks here, one of the latest ones that I know of, called Model Citizen.
Awesome.
And this one here is like I said, The newest one that I know of, besides 300 miles, and I it just struck me right away, and I played it last week. What a great collab that song is! Before I play that, tell us about Model Citizen. What's it about?
This is his little baby. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Honestly, it's just a fun old fashioned rock and roll tune where I said, Johnny, let's take the lyrical approach of just having fun and just. As a lot of, you know, bands like AC/DC and Led Zeppelin, with their vocal approach, it's just kind of nonsensical, but it's so fun, and it's a feel-good tune. Some kick-ass guitar riffs, some big drums, and some just super fun, catchy, melodic vocals. And it didn't take long. I mean, we probably wrote that song in half hour, you know,
really?
I mean, I had a couple of the riffs, but I presented it to the guys at a practice. Some songs we create in the studio, some songs we create in the jam space, That one, I think, was a Jam Space one. We arranged the whole thing in yeah, about a half hour. And obviously, we fine-tuned it along the way with vocals and stuff like that. But, you know, we give the template to Johnny, and he comes back to me, you know, with, hey, this is what I got. And 90% of the time, I'm, like, blown away. Oh, so this awesome. Was one of those ones. So it's Model Citizen. It's our latest single. It's not available for purchase yet, like iTunes or Spotify, but it is available on YouTube. So I encourage everybody who sees it on our page to share it and help us out, if you dig the tune, of course.
Okay. So why don't we do like a two-song set from you guys, starting with Model Citizen, and let's cross our fingers and hope that Model Citizen actually is number four.
I'll tell you right away if it's not.
All right, this should be Model Citizen, brand new from Bad Marriage here at WMFO.
Nope.
All right.
You just heard that
song. Try the next one?
Yeah.
All right, let me let that queue up. We can... All right, let's try this. WMFO.
Ow, yeah! That's the one! Ow.
What? Come here.
What? Don't touch me.
This jukebox right here?
This one?
Has old school stereo on it.
Nice.
Go get Delaney and Ian. I want to play this.
I'm
got to tell you, it's WMFO in Medford. We've got this JBL speakers here just cranked in the studio.
It sounds so good.
It's a bad marriage. It's just having a great time here. Hope it sounded really good out there for you guys as well. And by the way, thank you very much. I see you on the Facebook thread. Really appreciate you tuning in, and hope you're having as much fun as we are. Let me tell you what we just played. We played the latest from Bad Marriage, and that's called Model Citizen. As Fitzy said, it's not out yet for purchase. It's on YouTube, but it will be out soon. Huh? When are you going to put a new collection out with that on?
It'll just be a single,
yep.
And it'll be out within 2 weeks.
Gotcha.
But
great track. And then Old School Stereo, we heard after that. Yeah. That was a little while ago.
A little bit, yeah. A few months ago, I think. We love that tune, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... we all do, and to break some breaking news here that we haven't told many people outside our little inner circle.
No one's listening. Go ahead.
we're actually our first major music video is going to be Old School Stereo.
So, oh.
Yeah.
That's a perfect one to do.
It's going to be fun. We have some great ideas for it, so
it
it's going to be great.
Pretty nice imagery in that song, so it's fun to put, you know, out of your head and onto the storyboard. It's a blast.
Definitely. Yeah. It makes me think of like an old boombox and stereo blasting out.
Of course,
Oh, yeah,
full
right?
Full on, man. Full on.
Tell me when you need help on the video. I'll be there.
All right.
No problem. You got it, baby.
All right, so 10:27 in the morning. We're expecting a call from a good old friend of ours in about 10 minutes or so, you know, around 10:40 or so. And we're going to talk about how she introduced me first to Fitzy and Bad Marriage. And we'll play the first track that... we all heard from you guys, but first of all, let's talk a little bit about how you got here. We started in the first segment to talk about, you know, when you first started to get into music and when you each started to play and whatever, but I did ask you to give me some influences, just artists and songs that, like you said, Johnny, just kind of like grabbed you and gave you no choices to do nothing else.
Correct.
And you each picked two. So you're just going to do one of them for now. And you picked, not a surprise, the Stones.
Yeah,
and tell everybody which song you want to play.
Well, it's a song off Sticky Fingers from 1973. Fantastic Rolling Stones record. It's called Bitch.
Yep.
And it's just, it involves animal behavior with an amazing rhythm section and gorgeous guitar tone. So I have no problem with that sequence of events. So I'm pretty psyched about it. I always have been.
Right,
just, the beginning start is just, it's so visceral. I could just listen in the first 10 seconds over and over again.
All right, it's crazy. All right, and Fitzy, you also picked somebody as well, and you picked some Zeppelin. What did you want to hear?
Yeah, I mean, again, Zeppelin's one of my top three favorite bands of all time. You know, Jimmy Page has been a huge influence on me, my guitar playing, my guitar style, my guitar tone, that kind of stuff. And 10 years gone, I mean, I don't think I was even exposed to that song until years after I started listening to and really delving into their catalog. And that's
so much
just,
good stuff to hear.
Oh, there is. And it's revisitable, you know, it's timeless stuff. And that's what I always tell Johnny, and Johnny tells me and the rest of the guys. By the way, Ian, Todd, and Delaney, if you're listening, good morning.
Good morning.
And you better be practicing. no days off. And,
Ever.
Do your job.
Yeah. So,
correct.
I lost my train of thought there. But Zeppelin, 10 years gone, just amazing. The guitar work, the vocals, everything. I mean, it's Zeppelin, but it's one of those hidden gems.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're, you know, a pretty good Zeppelin fan, you know, you might not have heard this song. So it always stuck with me.
Okay. Let's hear a two-song set from those influences, starting off with the Stones here at WMFO.
Juice! then again it will be. Though the course may change sometimes, rivers always reach the sea. Blind skies of fortune, each at separate way. On the wings of maybe, down in birds of prey. Kinda makes me feel sometimes, getting tired to grow. But as an eagle leaves a nest, got so far to go. Baby, that's alright with me. In the midst, I think of you and how it used to be.
Hey, all. How you doing? It looks like our, damn it, our, our source just quit. That absolutely sucks.
That happens.
So what does that mean, though?
It just means that this song is not wanting to finish.
That's,
that sucks.
Well, are we on now?
Yeah, we're on now. That sucks.
The mighty gods of
I guess so. So that was most of 10 years gone from Zeppelin. Apologies for that one. All right, it's WMFO, and we heard a couple influences there. The first one, we heard the whole Rolling Stones track. That was Bitch, and Led Zeppelin, as mentioned, 10 years gone. Oh, I'm so disappointed. Oh, that sucks.
I think they get the point.
The yeah, I think they get the point.
The rock gods have spoken their piece, and they're done now.
Yep. And I think that we have a friend of ours on the line as well. Hello, person on the phone. Could you identify yourself, please?
Hello, good morning. Yeah, this is Destiny
Curtis.
Destiny. Hi, everybody.
What's up,
hey.
Destiny?
How are you?
Oh, yeah, Destiny. What's up?
You remember her? She was at my show.
I love her.
You know, I couldn't come in today because my husband's working and I've got a 3-year-old. And then her little friend's mother texted me like, hey, can you bring Samantha over? And I almost gunned it into Medford after I dropped her off. But I was like, you know, I don't know if I'd make the time because it's always more fun to be in studio, you know?
We love you here now,
but
though.
You guys
Destiny.
All sound great. So,
awesome.
Hey.
Yep.
You rock, and I can't thank you enough for just for everything. You know, I'm sure we're going to get into that. But and I miss you too. I don't talk to you that much anymore.
I miss you guys. I haven't been on the radio in over a year.
I know, it's insane.
It's weird.
We miss your face, really, Destiny.
Thanks, man. I miss being able to help bands out, and I will never forget, Mike, that you. I'll never forget Fitzy like messaging me. I think it was on Facebook. Like, hey, you're the first person I want to hear this, and I was like, why would you choose me? I was like, okay, cool. You know, so I felt kind of like a rock star by association. And
well, you are
the song that's been. And I just, from the beginning of that, you know, Knock Three More Times, I was like, that's it. This is it. And, you know, but anyway, I'll let Mike tell his story, and then I will, you know, add to.
Yeah, so Destiny, what was it, like 2.5 years ago when we were just hanging in your den, and you said, oh,
was
hey.
Was
you-
that long ago?
No, I don't think it was that long. I think it was
just about 2 years.
About 2 years ago. I'm very bad with time.
It was 10 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
What the hell, Mike?
Jeez, no. Now they're gone.
It was a little while back in time. I don't really know when. But we were sitting there, and you said, hey, can I play you a track? I really want you to hear this local band. And then if you like it, I can call this guy Mike and introduce you, so maybe you could play their music too. And the first one that we heard was Knock Three More Times. And we were sitting there listening on your Apple TV, and we just blasted it, right, Destiny? We just blew us both away.
Yeah, you know what's really pathetic and sad? That for a person that loves music, I am stuck listening on my stupid phone. It's like my phone. I'm heartbroken. I need to get, when I had my studio in my house, I had the speakers, you know, down there, and at least I could go down there and have real music, you know, because nothing sounds right on, but even on the iPhone, Knock Three Times came through just ripping through the phone. So my biggest thing was trying to get my, you know, Bad Marriage's music to people who had a larger audience than what I had.
Right.
And I was hoping, you know, that you would grab it. And I know Carm isn't in there today, but I wanted Carm to help get Carm to get it so that this band could get the right audience quickly, because they needed it. And I have known, you know, Mike through when I worked on, I don't know, can I say call letters on your show or no?
Probably oh, sure, not. Go for it.
Well, I was on a different radio station. We'll say okay. That. This is back when Fitzy was in Empire Street.
Yep. Well, it was Empire Street. Yep.
Yep. And that was a while. Now that was going back like 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Three,
all right.
4 years.
Yep.
And Empire Street was cool. It was kind of a poppy pop music thing. But for me, the way that Fitzy plays guitar, it never felt like the right thing for, you know, I don't, you know, I'm just going to be honest, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. We've had this conversation before. It was cool at the time, but you know, my calling was clearly, you know, more heavy hard rock and roll, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, cuz that was my favorite part of Empire Street was your guitar. I mean, whatever. So and then what was the project you did in between?
Well, that was a project that I just did by myself. And I was just kind of teaching myself how to record and how to mic guitars and mic vocals and learn, you know, the ins and outs of a recording studio, because I had bought all of the gear for my previous band, and when that didn't pan out, I said, hey, you know, I'm gonna still learn this stuff. I want to write my own stuff and eventually grab this Johnny P kid who's standing here to my left. And, whether he liked it or not, I was going to grab him and say, hey, we need to write some songs. And, you know, the whole band kind of fell in place. And
I'm still mourning the loss of that project, Mike. And you promised me that Bad Marriage is going to do a few of those songs. Right?
I know. We will. We definitely will.
Did I just see an eye roll? No, couldn't have been. No. Yeah. All right, so let's bring it back to that song. So this probably, Knock Three More Times, is probably one of the first that you recorded.
Yeah, I mean, it was the first staple. I mean, we had riffs and ideas, but this one kind of all
hit. It's killer.
It all hit us.
It's killer.
And it's cool because it's a time stamp too, because we'll always remember this was our first kind of one that we were excited to say, hey, this is Bad Marriage. It wasn't any other song. Mm-hmm. And this is the one people that who have been with us from the start will know, like, wow, that's the one that kind of, you know, put them on the map, you know, at least locally.
Definitely. So. All right, so let's play this one so everybody can hear this.
Great song to start with.
Great song.
And it highlights John's voice, like, perfectly. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's hear this one, and then when we come back, maybe you guys will treat us to another live one.
Yeah. All right.
Sure. All right, perfect. This is Bad Marriage, and Knock Three More Times. Everybody, turn it up. Enjoy WMFO. it's WMFO, everybody. How you doing? Mike on the mic here at 10:48 in the morning already. I don't know how we got there, but we're having a great time here with Bad Marriage. Hello, Fitzy. Hello,
What's
Johnny
up?
P.
Hey, man.
How
hey,
the
Mike.
Heck are you?
Awesome, man. Again, thanks for, I know we're a little short on time, but thanks for having us. I know
crazy.
I know we've been trying to get us in here, and it's just been
yeah. It's
been
I'm not going to comment on time anymore because
right.
obviously I don't know. It's been a while, but I'm glad you're here, and we'll do it again.
Yes, definitely.
We'll do it again. This place, like everybody comes here, and it's just like wow, what a great space.
Oh, we love it.
So
man.
You can see it here too.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are going to treat us to another live. In studio song here.
Yeah.
And I love this track, Be With You. Tell us about this.
This
one.
Is a fun tune. I mean, Johnny can probably tell you a little more on his thoughts vocally. But I just wanted to mention Knock Three More Times that we just heard is the title track to our first EP. And that is out now. It's available. iTunes, Spotify, and all the other digital social digital media outlets or whatever. I think Amazon and Google and et cetera.
Awesome.
And this tune, Be With You, that we're gonna play. Is also on that too.
That's a beautiful track. Yeah, looking forward to it.
And if you guys have it, you guys listeners, and on the thread on WMFO, let us know. Go, oh, I have it, or I just added you on Spotify, because we like to know this stuff and makes us feel good.
Mm. Well, cool. Okay, so again, treating us to a live performance here. It's Bad Marriage live in Studio A with Be With You at WMFO.
Ready, John?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Was a game. Till it's broken me down on the way to all those dreams that I once had. Too many good times turning to bad. But now I'm in a better place and time. But your kiss is still on my mind. Look into my heart and there I find the best thing I can do is make you mine. All I wanna do is be with you. Been dreaming of you, girl, every night. Gonna make it right, got to see this through. All I wanna do is be with you. Well, it's been a long, long road for me. And you broke a few hearts, I see. Well, I have two, maybe more than one. Open up your heart. Turn it page, make a brand new start. I miss you so, won't you take my hand? If you be my woman, I'll be your man. Oh, oh, oh. All I wanna do is be with you. Been dreaming of you, girl, every night. Gonna make it right, got to see this. All I wanna do is be with you. All I wanna do is be with you. Been dreaming of you, girl, every night. I'm gonna make it right, got to see this through. All I wanna do is be with you. Was a game till it's broken me down. All I wanna do is be with you. Been dreaming of you, girl, every night. Gonna make it right, got to see this through. All I wanna do is be with you. All I wanna do is be with you. Dreaming of you, girl, every night. Gonna make it right, got to see this through. All I wanna do is be
I could easily fill 2 hours with you guys. I mean, look what time it is. It's almost done. I can't believe it.
Oh, we love it.
That was Be With You live in Studio A. It's Bad Marriage, everybody. Just hey. Wonderful stuff. Hi, Jane.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jane. It's Jane coming for something about the women at 11.
It's always about the women.
It is always about the women, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It is. All right, so listen, since we're so short on time, damn it all, I'll let you guys decide what you want to do. We can play some more of your tracks, or we can play an influence, whatever you think you want to do.
We'll spin another one of our tunes. That'd be cool.
Okay, what do you think you'd like to do?
You like our rendition of Steppenwolf's Born to be Wild, right?
I love that. And hopefully it's track 7.
We'll see.
We'll see. Okay, so this is a cover. Steppenwolf's Born to be Wild. It's just killer if you haven't heard it. So it's Bad Marriage again, everybody, at WMFO.
Whatever.
Fitzy, which one is it? If it's not 5, what is it? Maybe 6.
Yes.
All right. So I should try this one. All right. Let's give that a shot. Nope. All right. 7. Try 7. All right.
No, it would be 4 then.
Four then. Okay. Well, we had four. We had four as model citizen.
So it's three. What's three on that?
Up 300 miles.
Try three.
Try three. All right, everybody, it's three. All right.